USA Radio News with Wendy King.
GOP lawmakers are saying that relief should be targeted as President Biden moves forward with a coronavirus relief bill worth nearly $2 trillion. The package includes direct payments of $1,400 to millions of Americans. Republicans pitched a much smaller proposal that was rejected by the White House. Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi spoke on Fox.
And it really seemed like the president's team, the White House staff, dug in and were adamant in saying, no, it's our way or the highway.
President Biden was asked if the proposal to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour would be included in the stimulus package.
That's not going to occur because of the rules of the United States Senate.
He told CBS News he would pursue that in a separate bill. This is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
Meteorologists say a disruptive storm is going to dump snow across parts of the interior south and up the eastern seaboard this weekend. They say it won't be a repeat of the blockbuster storm that shattered snowfall records across parts of the east earlier last week. Winter storm warnings were issued from northeastern Georgia all the way to southern New England. Cities in the warning area include Asheville, North Carolina, Richmond, Virginia, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Providence, Rhode Island. Forecasters say that two separate storms will not merge to produce a powerhouse storm that would cause extreme snowfall rates and blizzard conditions like the last one. Due to the offshore track, the heaviest amounts of snow will be skewed farther to the east compared to the last storm. Forecasters are predicting 3 to 6 inches of snow along the I-95 corridor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she's glad to be kicked off her committee assignments as punishment for pushing conspiracy theories online. She reminds the Republicans who voted against her that she still has the support of former President Trump.
I hope that my Republican colleagues really think about what they've done. I'm sure they're going to hear from their voters at home because the base is loyal to President Trump.
An Oscar-winning actor with a career that stood the test of time has passed away. USA Radio Network's Jeremy Scott takes a look back.
Christopher Plummer, who was known for his starring role in the 1965 musical The Sound of Music, has passed away at the age of 91.
Small and white, clean and bright.
Plummer appeared in countless productions over the decades, but it was his role opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music that made him a star.
Fräulein, were you this much trouble at the Abbey?
He was the oldest actor to win an Oscar in 2012.
My mother once predicted that I would have to wait to be a very old man before receiving a recognition in our profession. She was absolutely right, of course.
According to his manager, Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with wife Elaine Taylor by his side. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.